The presidential candidate of the PNC, Hassan Ayariga, has accused NDC and MPP of taking advantage of the poverty level in the three regions of the north to exploit the people. He said the so-called leading parties use underdevelopment of the regions to buy the conscience of the people by doling out money to the people to vote for them. This he describes as a dangerous recipe for the country's fledgling democracy. Addressing hundreds of party supporters in Gbolu in the Upper West region to launch the PNC campaign and manifesto for the 2012 elections, Mr. Ayariga charged the electorate to resist politicians who come to entice them with favors. Felix Kofi has filed this report from Gbolu.
Brass band music was used to welcome Mr. Ayariga and his entourage into Gbolu Township with an enthusiastic crowd cheering him. There were some on motorbikes tooting their horns. Mr. Ayariga's first point of call was the home of the mother of Dr. Liman to pay homage. From there, he and his entourage called on the chief of Gbolu, G.B. Butia, where he was decorated with a white smock to signify victory for him in the December elections. Mr. Ayariga also visited the grave of the late president, Dr. Hila Liman, to commune with his spirit. Mr. Ayariga then hit the rally grounds. He said the December polls will be a major decision time for all and urged Ghanaians not to fail the nation.
PNC is a political party that we all know. The root of PNC is from this constituency. And the root shall never die. If we want to look at our common stomach and get a t-shirt and get 10 Ghana cedis, we will be doing it for the next 100 years. Because every 4 years, they will come and give us the 10 Ghana cedis and you vote for them. But is that your future you are voting? Or you are voting for the 10 Ghana cedis? Vote for people who can take good care of you. Vote for people who can take care of this nation.
He said it is unfortunate that after 55 years of independence, a vast majority of the people are still wallowing in poverty, with only a few enjoying. Mr. Ayariga said the unemployment level in the three regions of the north is so pervasive that it has forced many of the youth there to travel south to find jobs. He said a PNC government will put in place practical solutions to stop the trend.
It is time for us to stand up and see that our country is well developed. We are sitting under the trees today because we do not have a better place. And this is what some people call Better Ghana Agenda. And this is what some people call Northern Development Fund. And this is what some people say they have been able to transform the lives of the ordinary Ghanaian in the north. Look up there. Your brothers are hanging up there. Is this a society that people have promised that they were coming to fulfill and transform your life?
Earlier, Mr. Ayariga called on the Tumukoro, Richard Babini, to ask for his blessings. He presented a copy of the 42-page manifesto to the chief.
That report was filed by Felix Kofi from Gbolu.